is taming your meetings. I know you hear this all the time, but let's look at it. I want you to think about another mental exercise. So imagine you're scanning your office. Do you see your coworkers scurrying from one meeting after another, whether in person or charging up their laptop computer for a Zoom call? Can you spot the tension? Most likely you've felt this pressure yourself. That's because as a mid-level manager, you spend about 35% of your time in meetings. Or perhaps you're in upper management where you spend a whopping 50% of your time in meetings. And get this, 71% of all executives find the meetings they're attending unproductive as well as inefficient. Do you often find meetings a total waste of time? If you relate, ask yourself, and seriously, dig deep. In which meetings that I've attended has my presence contributed to the discussion or made a difference to the outcome? Why do this? Unfortunately, many women, despite not liking to attend meetings, simply show up to be the good girl in the office. And I don't mean to diminish you. It's just our thinking. We think that we need to be there in order to be seen rather than looking at leveraging our time. Women actually believe attending will give them a promotion leg up. Not so much. Simply being present while sitting on the sideline doesn't win you any points. However, the meeting where your leaders see the breadth of your decision-making, your leadership strategic thinking, and where your acumen is revealed, those are the meetings, those are the ones that highlight your force, the force you bring to your company, one your company wants to groom for the future. So begin by examining the ones you didn't put in your winning category. You know, those meetings where you couldn't answer a positive to that question. Challenge yourself. Could you have added value if you came to the meeting with ideas or spoke up more? Were you silent out of insecurity? Then commit to becoming a key player at every meeting you attend. It isn't a matter of how often you speak. It is about the quality and the content of your ideas. Is there someone you can delegate meetings to that will improve their knowledge of the company or add needed skill sets for their future career development? Mentoring staff to high levels of achievement is a much vaunted leadership quality. How do you measure up? Perhaps you should go to less meetings and develop your staff more. Begin introducing meeting efficiencies. Start on time. That's the basic. When I say this out loud, I can't help but chuckle. You know, in one company, they had a culture that permitted everyone to drag into the meeting late. As the new leader on the block, I announced starting on time was now the rule of the day. When struggling in by some was still occurring, even after the announcement and the second announcement, I let them know that the doors would be locked in the future. So either you show up at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 12 o'clock and you get in, or you didn't and it was your choice. So employees were either there at the beginning or they missed out. That was the rule. It was amazing how fast a grudging, and I say that literally, a grudging cultural shift occurred. Even now, when we're doing a lot of Zoom meetings in our offices, I start my meetings on time, and I'm quite proud of that, to tell you the truth. But one mastermind attendee explained she would appreciate being given a minute or two to sign on because she was scheduled back to back. You know, and that makes a lot of sense to me because our world has shifted. And so I agreed. But I can tell you, the habit of beginning on time is so deeply ingrained in me, I get antsy waiting those 1 or 2 minutes. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect.
Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.